It's dyno time. Today we find out just how powerful our 600cc fuel injected Panthera two stroke really is. Will it be the most powerful dirt bike in the world? There's only one way to find out. Dyno videos can often be quite contentious. Every dyno is calibrated a little differently, and some people take the reading from the crank and others take it from the rear wheel. So that means that you can see wildly different numbers and figures for the same machine depending who's done the test and where they've done it. But it's all relative, really. The best way that we've found to combat those variables in our videos is to do direct comparisons on the same day under the same conditions on the same dyno. So that's exactly what we're going to do today. We've got a couple of machines to set the benchmark for the 600. Over there, we have a 2023 GasGas MC450. Now, GasGas have won the MXGP World Championship for the past 2 years in a row, so that's gonna be a formidable weapon on the dyno. And over there, we have the Stark Varg Alpha, the most powerful motocross bike in the world right now. No pressure. So we're here inside the dyno room at Hardcore Racing today. The boss, Roland Shaw, is going to be doing our dyno. Not that guy, Sean. He's not going to be allowed to control the dyno today. Roland's done thousands upon thousands of dyno runs, so it's safe to say he knows what he's doing. So up first on the dyno will be this 2023 GasGas 450. Now, this has been loaned to us today from the guys at Gear 4 Motorcycles. They are a GasGas, KTM, Husqvarna, Honda and CF Moto dealer, based just outside of Peterborough in South Lincolnshire. So a big thank you goes to Mark and all the guys at Gear 4 for loaning us this bike here today. I'll leave a link in the description to their website so you can check them out. This is going to be the first bike on the dyno today. It's going to set the benchmark for the Stark and for the 600. Let's see what it's made of. So we're about to start the first run of the day on the 450. We've all got our rear defenders on. What do you reckon this is going to put out? Let me know your guesses down below in the comments. What horsepower does a GasGas 450 put out? Leave your guesses below. See if you're right.
Horsepower for the 450. That's the benchmark, that's the number to beat today.
As we're loading the Stark Varg onto the dyno, I'm just going to take this opportunity to tell you guys about a great new deal from our friends at 24MX. Right now, for a limited time only, if you use our code 15LASER, you can get 15% off ProWorks products on the 24MX website. The ProWorks brand boasts a range of products to make your life easier in the workshop. Like this stand I'm on right now, the toolbox, the toolkit, they've got loads of stuff, and you've seen us using the ProWorks products throughout the 600 build. I've put a link down below for you guys to check out, and remember to use that discount code that's valid until the 24th of January 2025. As always, a big thank you goes to 24MX for supporting what we do. Now let's head back to the dyno room. So first things first, before we get rolling on the Stark, we need to prove that we are running this in the top power mode. This is a Stark Alpha, the 80 horsepower Stark. So Sean, just put it into top power, and Dad, if you go up there and see as well.
So you can see we've got it in max power. It's the alpha, this model, so it's 80 horsepower. That's where it's set, and that's where we're going to run it. See what happens.
And we do need to say a massive thank you to Ryan at Moto 101 or Hire Me Moto. That's a practice track near Grantham here in the UK, where you can hire out a Stark Varg. They have a fleet of these. You can hire them for the day to test out if you want to do that. I'll leave some links in the description down below so you can check them out. But massive thank you to Ryan and Moto 101. How weird is this going to be for you, Roland? Electric bike on your dyno. Has that ever happened before?
No.
For you?
No.
First time?
First time.
Don't forget your ear defence.
Yeah, we'll have those ear defence.
So just strapped it down a little bit tighter because we're getting a bit of wheel spin on the dyno. So try and pull it down a bit more, trying to eliminate that, and we're going to give it another run and see what happens.
So we had some surprising results from the Stark, but this electric machine has still put out some impressive numbers.
So horsepower wise, so just over 60 horsepower on this dyno, but the odd thing is that normally when it comes to the torque, so if you've got 60 horsepower in the motocross environment, you want to have 35 foot-pound of torque. This thing's got nearly 70 foot-pound of torque, so it's got more torque as a figure. So hopefully a little bit more than 60 horsepower when we're in 80 horsepower mode, but is what it is. We're here, we're going to put everything else on. It's the same story.
It's a bit of an eye-opener, but like Roland said, the torque is, yeah, it's phenomenal. It's real strong, but BHP a little bit down. Yeah. But everything's going to be run on this dyno.
It's all relative.
So it makes no difference. You know, even it, that could say 30 horsepower. Every bike's running on this dyno, so it makes no difference at all.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's going to give us a good figure.
Yeah, that's the most powerful dirt bike in the world right now. Let's see how the 600 compares.
Right now.
Right now. Right now.
Yeah. We'll see.
So the Stark, you can pretty much say, has got the power right away from there to there. You're above the top 10 brake horsepower. Yours is this, or it's this. Yeah. So you can almost double the width of the power band with the Stark, and look at the, you know, the torque off the bottom. If that was controllable and drivable, the Stark would be unbelievable, but I don't think anybody on the dirt, let alone tarmac, but certainly on the dirt, is going to be able to handle or be able to just go literally whack full throttle on the Stark and survive.
So this is it then. The moment of truth for our 600cc two-stroke is coming up next. What is the Panthera made of? Let's find out. Okay, so before we get this thing fired up today, there's one more job that we need to tick off before we get going. In the last episode, I asked you guys to give us some name suggestions of what you wanted this bike to be called. We needed something epic, something worthy of a beast like this, and I asked them to comment, and we got loads of comments, like seriously, the most comments we've ever had in a video. But to be democratic about it, I said that the comment that got the most likes would win, and we'd christen the bike with that name that was suggested. But there were some honourable mentions that I liked, and some that really made me laugh as well. I'm going to list through some of those honourable mentions now. We had the Pantitera. I quite like that one. Pantheros, the Greek god. Panthro from Thundercats. The Predator, you know, it's a bit of a beast. Someone said this would be the bike of their dreams. So they suggested Morpheus, which is the god of dreams. Quite creative, I like that one. Loads of people suggested Bagheera, the panther from Jungle Book. We had Wildcat, Hellcat, the Maple Monster because of the Canadian thing. Someone said that we should name it after you, Sean, because you worked so hard on the project. They said, what does Sean remind you of? You should name it after that. So I said, the Wolverine, aggressive and small. and then inevitably someone said we should name it Shawnee McShawnface.
I did say that.
There was Sabretooth, the Terminator was a good one. Pantera, I thought that was quite good, you know, quite clever, scary. And then someone also suggested we should call it Your Mum. So then we could then in the next video say Sean's riding your mum. What was the one that you liked?
There was two. There was one of them, someone said, like, call it the blacksmith. I quite like
that. Oh, yeah, that's quite good. That's quite good, yeah.
And then the other one was the Dark Destroyer.
The Dark Destroyer. Yeah.
Nigel Benn for you UK. Well, in America, they know he is as well, don't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the boxer Nigel Benn, the Dark Destroyer. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But if we're going to go by the book and pick the name that everyone voted for, there was one runaway winner. Loads of people suggested this, and Kev Paul 4884, his comment received the most likes, like 200 odd likes as well. So without further ado, let me introduce you to the Black Panther. From now on, that's what the 600 will answer to. Now it's time to find out how powerful it is. So let's take it away, Roland. It's the moment of truth, the moment we've all been waiting for. I've got butterflies now.
I think
we might need these, Sean.
Yeah, I think it's going to be strong.
Black Panther 600 then, has this machine done enough to climb to the top of our leaderboard today? Yes, it has! With just over 70 brake horsepower, this is by far the most powerful machine we've ever had on a dyno. It's a true monster dirt bike. Right, so there we have it, the dyno run is done. 70 horsepower. Yeah. Compared to the 54 on the 450 and the 60 on the Stark. So in terms of top horsepower, we've got 10 ponies over here, the most powerful dirt bike in the world.
Yeah.
Talk us through, Roland, what you were saying about at the start, the difference between this and the 450 lower down in the RPM.
So at lower RPM, this has got, so you're looking at 30% more power at 5,000 RPM than the 450. So it's quite an incredible, it doesn't have the width of the power band of the 450, so at low RPM, it's got considerably more power than the 450.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be the guinea pig.
Mm-hmm. It's got, I think it was 14 more brake horsepower at 5,000 RPM than a 450. I mean, that's
like
some serious, that's some serious horsepower.
You know,
when
you get to a 450, it's a bit lazy.
No, I
hate
450s.
I've had a conversation about a 450, so yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I think very interesting.
Someone did say to me a little while ago, a lot of people ride a 450, not so many people can race a 450.
Yeah.
But you know you can ride a 450, the polished act on the track. The Stark, on its 80 horsepower, its top power setting, everybody knows you can't nail that bike on.
Yeah.
It's too much. This has got to be seen.
Yeah, so that's to come. The first test rider on track is coming soon.
Well done, Sean. Fair play, mate. Thank you, Roland.
It's awesome.
Thanks for that today. We just wanted to say as well about, I've been calling these videos like world's first 600cc two-stroke build, and a lot of people have been
coming back at me
saying that's not true. Which I know, we know there's other 700s and 600s, the makers and stuff, but what we were saying is that this is the first 600cc fuel-injected
two-stroke electronic power valve.
Yeah, there's never been anything like this before. So, and that's what we're saying. Yeah. We're pretty happy with the results today, aren't we?
I'm blown away with it. I mean, it's TBI. It's you know, it's got dual injectors. You know, one in the throttle body and one that goes into the crankcase. And the figures there just prove it, don't they? It's it's proof's in the pudding. And let's see what it goes like on the track.
Right, track is up next. So be sure to subscribe to the channel to make sure you don't miss that video. You won't want to miss it. Because Sean is going to be the guinea pig for the Black Panther. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks to Roland. Thanks to Sean. My name is Max. You've been watching 999 Laser. Until next time, we'll see you at the track. That is the Black Panther, which is, of course, fueled by Pureside NX9 two-stroke oil. And this bike right here is officially the most powerful dirt bike in the world right now. Thank you, as always, to Pureside for helping to fuel our dreams.